The Federal Reserve lowered interest rates today by a quarter percentage point. It's another sign of progress in the Fed's battle against inflation. Policies proposed by President-elect Trump could complicate the Fed's job, though, and make the central bank more cautious about future rate cuts. NPR's Scott Horsley is here in the studio. Hey, Scott.
Good to be with you.
So, Scott, this rate cut today, it was widely expected, but what does it tell us about where the economy is headed?
It tells us the economy is still on a path towards that soft landing we've been hoping for. You know, inflation's come down a lot over the last couple of years. In the Commerce Department's latest reading, it was just a hair over the Fed's target of 2%. A lot of people thought it would take a recession to bring inflation down that much, but so far we've managed to avoid that. The job market's holding up, even if it's not as red hot as it had been. So the Fed is now gradually taking its foot off the brake, letting interest rates come down a bit. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says he and his colleagues want to get rates back to a more normal level, although they're not quite sure what that normal rate will be or how fast they can get there.
We're trying to steer between the risk of moving too quickly and perhaps undermining our progress on inflation, or moving too slowly and allowing the labor market to weaken too much. We're trying to be on a middle path.
Powell says he and his colleagues will proceed cautiously as they try to strike that balance, but they feel like the economy is in a good place.
They feel like that. And yet, we just came through a presidential election, which a whole lot of voters said they were unhappy with the economy, and especially with inflation, which is the Fed's responsibility. How did Powell address that?
He didn't talk about the election itself. You know, the Fed tries hard to stay out of politics, but he did acknowledge, once again, inflation has been really painful for a lot of people. And even though prices are starting to level off, you know, the cumulative price increases of the last couple of years have left a lasting mark.
The world went through a global inflation shock, and inflation went up everywhere, and it stays with you because the price level doesn't come back down. It takes some years of real wage gains for people to feel better. That's what we're trying to create, and I think we're well on the road to creating that.
President-elect Trump certainly campaigned around inflation, but economists say some of the policies Trump has advocated, like sweeping tariffs or mass deportations, could actually make inflation worse and force the Fed to go more slowly in cutting interest rates. Now, Powell said today the Fed will adjust to any policies that the incoming administration and Congress adopt, but Powell said it would be premature to comment on those policies today.
The last time that President-elect Trump was in the White House, he was often critical of the Federal Reserve. Should we expect more of that?
Probably. During his first term, Trump regularly browbeat Powell, who was his own appointee, for not cutting interest rates more aggressively. Trump was also critical when the Fed did cut interest rates this September, shortly before the election, because he feared it might help Kamala Harris. Some of Trump's advisors have actually suggested that once he's back in the White House, he should ask for Powell's resignation. When he was asked about that this afternoon, though, Powell said diplomatically he's not going anywhere.
If he asked you to leave, would you go?
No.
By design, the Fed is supposed to be insulated from politics, and Powell has shown a willingness to resist Trump's political pressure. However, Powell's term as chairman is set to expire in about a year and a half, and at that point, Trump would have the authority to nominate a new Fed chairman, perhaps one who's more willing to do his bidding.
NPR's Scott Horsley. Scott, thanks.
You're welcome.